Mark Nadler.
Can you tell me what that competition that you just did was?
Yeah, it's called Track Set. It's pretty much just setting up a 5 metre bit of rail, setting up the sleepers, driving the rail, bolting it together and spiking it in.
Is that something you'd expect to have to do at work?
Not these days, but you would have had to do it before sort of mechanised mining took off to set up your haul roads and all that underground. So yeah, well, not these days, but maybe 40, 50 years ago.
So what's fun about this competition?
The best bit is just the social atmosphere and the camaraderie between all the unis coming from America, UK and around Australia. I mean, the events themselves are tough and fun, but the best bit is just getting to catch up with sort of university folk from all over the world that are doing the same thing you are. So it's, yeah, just good networking opportunities.
My name is Serena Waters. I am from the University of Nevada in Reno in the United States.
So what was that exercise all about?
We were mucking. We get as much dirt in the cart as we can. We fill it up to a specific line, and then we have to run it back and forth.
So are you all studying mining engineering and subjects like that?
Most of us are geologists, yes.
Is that something you'd expect to have to do once you start working, or it's more just a practice?
It's really just a lot of fun. We're part of the John Mackey Club, and it's mining kind of stuff, so it's just really just for us to get into it. We get a lot of opportunities to talk with representatives from the mining industries, so we do get ins with the community.
You've come a really long way to be here. Is this your first visit to Kalgoorlie?
It is. It's really nice here. We were all really surprised when we got over here, and it's wonderful to see the sun.
What sort of geology work would you expect to do in the US?
Our main mining industries, specifically Nevada, are gold and silver. We have two main companies, and we have a lot of smaller mines that go out and about.
I know the day's only just halfway through, but how do you think you're going so far?
Actually, we all feel really great about what we're doing. We really brought it when we got over here.
What else are you planning to do while you're in Australia?
We are going to Rottnest Island. We're just planning on getting by and seeing the ocean and seeing whatever we can while we're here.
I don't understand why they're not using the driver. Use the driver!
It's not really hitting the nail there.
No, not really hitting the nail on the head.
Is this based on time, this exercise?
That's actually one of the reasons why we came over here is because we didn't see that much stuff on the track, so we thought they were actually taking it apart. Come to figure out, they're only about a quarter of the way finished putting it together.
Is it worth them keeping going or not really?
Probably. You know, you never know. You might have a couple of teams that are disqualified in the process, but...
What do you have to do to get disqualified?
There's actually quite a bit of things that you can do, and we're actually thinking that since there's so many teams that are looking for ways to disqualify you, it'd actually be pretty easy. Something like tossing your tools too far or not really making a concerted effort to put them down, you know, without, you know, throwing them, kicking.
That can get you, if you don't put your hammer down nicely, you can get disqualified.
Yeah, you could actually. You could do it. The rails aren't spaced. There's lots of areas that you could put penalties on.
What's your name, by the way?
David.
And you're from the South Dakota Mines.
Yeah, South Dakota School of Mines.
So you've come a really long way.
Very long way, actually.
Is this your first visit to Australia?
Yeah, it is.
What do you think?
Well, we stayed a couple days in Perth. That was actually really nice. We stayed about 1,000 feet away from the beach. And then we drove from Perth to Kalgoorlie, and it's just beautiful countryside. So, and everybody in Perth was saying, you know, don't go to Kalgoorlie, there's nothing there. And we get here, it's 30,000 people.
And what are you studying?
Mining engineering. I think everybody on our team is a mining engineer, pretty much.
We know about what the mining industry looks like here in Western Australia, but what are you going to be working on back in the US?
Well, during the summertime, I have an internship with a company called Kiewit Mining Group. And this year, I'm going to be down in Texas and mining coal. Me, I'm just going to be down in Texas this year. Really hot. A lot like the weather here, actually. Probably the same amount of flies, too.
What do you get out of a competition like this?
Well, you get to meet people from different countries. That's probably number one. You get the new leaders conference that we went to the first couple days that we were here. That was extremely beneficial, we think, you know. And you get to compete against different schools, and you get a good feeling for how far your industry has come in the past, you know, 40 years. So gives you a better understanding, you know, again, knowing your roots.
Fantastic. Well, good luck.
Thank you.